I carefully lifted Michael's hand off my hip and eased the duvet back. I crept slowly from the bed, my bare feet silent on the carpet. My heart raced as I tiptoed down the stairs, dreading the telltale creak, listening for any sound in the kitchen. It was dead silent. I wondered if perhaps I'd imagined the noise. I opened the door, and there he was, standing near the back window. "I don't want to lose you, Greta." He sounded hoarse, his voice cracked with emotion. "I love you." I ran to him, hugging and kissing my precious Johnny. I wanted so much to echo his words, but I was afraid to say them out loud. "It's okay, Johnny," I reassured. We held each other, looking into each other's eyes, knowing how serious this had become. Johnny looked so solemn. "It's not okay. We need to tell him, Greta. I can't bear the thoughts of him, of his..." We embraced, and I felt myself becoming desperately aroused. I wanted Johnny, like never before. I shivered, a rush of pure lust and adrenaline. Michael was upstairs asleep. This was high stakes, and yet I felt as if it was Michael who I had been cheating with, as if being with Johnny again would cleanse me. I ached for him. "Give it to me. Fuck me now, Johnny," I whispered, breathless with lust. "I need you inside me, you stud." Johnny unzipped. I watched hungrily as his strong young cock obtruded into view. So beautiful, so shapely, so perfect. He pushed my slip up, and I parted my legs for him. Just at the sublime moment of contact, as the narrow tip of his helmet widened my oily crevice, we both heard a loud creak on the upstairs landing. I saw Johnny's eyes widen in terror. We were both statues, frozen in alarm. In an instant, I was resigned to it. We were caught. Game over. There was no way out. Then instinct kicked in. The loud tramp of a footstep on the stairs spurred me into sudden action. I dragged Johnny over to the cubbyhole, a space beneath the stairs accessible from the kitchen, where he could hide in the shadows. I had no time to think. I quickly ran to the fridge, grabbing margarine and sandwich fillings, anything I could find. I swiped a loaf of bread and started making sandwiches. With trembling fingers, I began to hastily assemble the sandwich on the countertop, just as Michael walked in. "What are you doing, baby?" he asked quietly. I thought I might collapse with the tension of the moment. My heart felt close to exploding, and I was sure the fluttery feeling in my stomach would make me throw up. "I'm just making the kids lunch for school tomorrow, honey. I couldn't sleep." My voice sounded shaky to me. Although I tried not to look, my eyes darted towards the cubbyhole opening where Johnny was hidden. Luckily, Michael was still bleary-eyed with sleep. He wrapped his arms around me and nuzzled in close, kissing my neck. "You look so sexy in just that slip, Greta." I tried to shrug him off. "Don't be silly, Michael," I laughed. But he fondled me persistently, and I was already aroused from Johnny's oh-so-recent contact. "I mean it." He sounded like he did. "Really? Again, Michael?" I asked jokingly, signaling reluctance. His fingertips caressed my body through the satin fabric. Adrenaline and arousal overcame me. "I haven't seen you in so long, baby." I felt his cock hardening, pressing against me, hot. I was both repulsed and turned on. It was Johnny who I wanted to be with, but part of me just wanted cock. He grabbed my arm and pulled me around to face him. He reached down behind my knee and lifted my leg to hook it around behind him. Then he bent his knees and moved his torso down low. As he pushed back up, his cock spread my lips right where Johnny's cock had touched only moments ago. He swiftly pushed inside me, giving me no chance to further protest. I had to wrap my legs around him as he lifted both my legs off the ground and sat me on the countertop. He was up on his tiptoes, screwing his cock into me. He laughed, finding it difficult to penetrate me fully from this awkward angle. Then he lifted me again and carried me, my legs wrapped around him, partially penetrated, over to the kitchen table, where he sat me down. The table was a little lower than the counter, and Michael started to screw his cock deeper into me. He had his back to the cubbyhole opening now. I opened my eyes. Looking over Michael's shoulder, I saw Johnny's piercing eyes peering from the darkness. Johnny's eyes looked deep into my soul as Michael's cock worked deep into me. Resentment, disbelief, and confusion were etched on his face as he watched Michael fucking me on the kitchen table. There was another emotion, too, that I couldn't quite get a read on. I still don't understand it to this day, but being aware of Johnny watching, his raw emotion plainly visible, it was such a turn-on for me. Now, I really did feel like a dirty, cheating slut. I moaned as I felt each length of Michael's cock driving me further into the abyss, closer to oblivion. Johnny's eyes were burning with passion. He looked ready to kill. His passion fueled my ever-growing arousal. I moaned in ecstasy. I knew once again how much both these men wanted me. Such a powerful aphrodisiac. It felt surreal, dreamlike. I looked into Johnny's eyes, unflinching, bewitched, and spellbound as I came on my husband's driving cock, saturating him with gushes of my sordid juice. I could see in Johnny's eyes that he knew I was coming. And as Michael fucked me, it was Johnny that I came for. I heard soft, high-pitched whines, whimpers of pleasure, and I realized I was the source of those sounds. I basked in luxurious ecstasy, staring into Johnny's eyes. It felt like it was his soul I was connected to in this earth-shaking orgasm. Michael was close, too. He hurled his hips violently against me as he plowed the deepest furrows of my seeping cunt. He growled with a deep rumbling satisfaction as he finally released, ejaculating searing torrents into my spasming snatch. I watched Johnny emerge a little more from the shadows. For a moment, I felt sure he would rush at Michael and attack him violently. I pictured Johnny striking him fatally on the head as we both climaxed. Michael, totally unaware, in blissful ignorance, as he squirted semen copiously into my pussy. At last, our orgasms began to slowly recede. Johnny eased slowly back into the safety of concealing shadow. It was eerie, almost ghost-like, the way he faded into the gloominess so quietly. Michael kissed me, long and lingering. "Oh, baby, you're wonderful," he gasped. Then he slowly pulled out of my well-used, drooling cunt. "I know, dear," I said playfully. "I love you so much." He was very serious. I looked at him and smiled, unable to respond, knowing how it would hurt Johnny if I did. "Why don't you go on up to bed now, sweetie? I'll be up in a few minutes. I just want to finish up here." Michael turned and walked to the door. He looked back and shook his head, totally blown away by the intensity of our lovemaking, having no idea what the source of the intensity was. "I'm so lucky to have you," his voice tickled me, just like it did when I first met him, giving me goosebumps. I smiled in response. As the door closed and the noise of his footsteps diminished, I felt giddy with relief. I couldn't believe what had just happened. I was frozen, rooted to the spot, unable to move. I knew I was sitting there, legs parted, fully on display for him, as the mingled juices of betrayal slowly dripped from my still tender pussy. But my relief was immediately replaced with foreboding, a sinking dread as Johnny emerged from the shadows, stone-faced, staring at me. He didn't say anything. Didn't have to. I knew I was in trouble. Big time. His eyes looked glazed, almost in shock. He opened his mouth, but no sound came out. He just shook his head, his pained eyes never leaving mine. I looked back, unsure what I was going to say. My mouth opened. "Please, Johnny, fuck me," I whispered urgently, surprised by my own words. He moved closer, head still shaking, and then he slapped me hard on the face. I dropped my head in shame, then looked back up. "Let me be your whore, Johnny. I need you." "How could you?" he demanded. We carried out our impassioned conversation in hushed, fearful whispers. "How could I what? He's my husband. For God's sakes, Johnny, he's the father of my children." In that moment, it was as if a flare went off in Johnny's eyes. He stepped in and pushed two fingers inside my cunt. I muffled a whimper as his fingers plunged deep. This wasn't foreplay. I wasn't sure what it was. He pushed and pushed, his index finger past the knuckle. He was probing, searching, and then he stopped, and I felt the tips of his fingers flicking, pulling, tweezing. Suddenly, I understood. His movement stopped. He had what he wanted. He drew out slowly, pulling the diaphragm from my pussy, at the same time sweeping out globules of my husband's recent ejaculate onto the kitchen table. Johnny dropped the diaphragm onto the kitchen table, an expression of disgust flickering across his features. He moved in close. "Then maybe it's time I put myself more on a level playing field with that bastard," he whispered hoarsely. I felt his breath on my lips, tasted him. In that moment, nothing else mattered. I finally understood what I wanted more than anything else in the world. I cannot tell you how much I craved it at every level of my being. My body, so deeply aroused from my subconscious desire, but now I realized consciously that I wanted Johnny to impregnate me more than anything I've ever wanted. I wanted him to be part of me forevermore. I fumbled urgently at his pants, struggling in my haste. My heart beat wildly. Then I had his cock, the object of my deepest desire, in my hand. It was more than something to fuck me with. It was the source of his seed, of his being. We were kissing deeply, hungrily, breathing each other in, mutually salivating at each other's ambrosial taste. His cock seemed to resonate with supernatural power. I held his shaft and breathlessly guided him slowly towards my slit. My ache was a critical sickness, my breasts tender, a pleasant soreness. I needed him so immediately, yet I was afraid. I felt the heat from his swollen helmet and paused for a moment before letting his tip split my lips apart. The contact was like the first time, but the sensation so much more extreme. He grabbed my hair and pulled my head back as he drove that divine helmet into me with a powerful thrust. I felt his cock, grainy, textured, charged as it entered me. I can't describe it. I've never felt anything like it. He was prickling every nerve ending in my pussy with surging spikes of concentrated sexual pleasure. I spontaneously orgasmed, bursting with agonizing pleasure. He didn't stop. I rocked my hips and stifled screams, biting his shoulder as he thrust his bristly cock deeper and deeper inside me. He was merciless, torturing me with unrelenting ecstasy. We were as one, and I came and came in never-ending orgasmic tidal waves, driven by the unstoppable thrusts of his fierce cock. The sensations didn't ease nor quell. Instead, they evolved, escalating steadily. I felt tears streaming down my cheeks. Driven almost to breaking point, overwhelmed by sensation. And then it happened. I was beyond some threshold. Reality felt pliable. My mind bent and buckled. I've heard of out-of-body experiences before, and that's how it felt. I watched from above the beautiful unity of our love. Johnny, so far inside me now, I could see my own face twisted from the extremity of pleasure. And then I was looking out through Johnny's eyes, feeling Johnny's feelings, his sensations, the dull pain of teeth biting my shoulder, feeling my cock sliding so deep into Greta, so enveloped in the most sumptuous texture, completely entwined in her. Her cunt also felt prickly and grainy on my cock. I felt her fingertips on my ass as she pulled me into her. The excessive pressure building to heavenly ecstasy as her pussy clenched rhythmically on my cock. And then I was split, my mind between two bodies simultaneously, feeling his sensations and feeling my own, all at the same time. I know it sounds crazy. I don't expect you to believe me. Nothing like this ever happened to me before or since. Maybe it was a hallucination. Whatever it was, I'll never forget it as long as I live. All at once, I was the impaler and the impaled. He was in me now, no longer pulling out, just forcing himself deeper with all his might, always striving to be deeper. My own body reacted, flowering, opening up to him completely, wanting fluidity, wanting oneness. My cervix lowered against the tip of his nudging, probing cock opening, letting him protrudate a little way in. I wrapped my legs around Johnny, and at the same time felt the sensation of being him, legs engulfing me as they wrapped tightly around me like a python wanting to squeeze its prey. "Come in me, Johnny," I urged him. He lifted me off the table, the weight of my body forcing him even deeper into me, deeper than I knew possible. Then he had me pinned between him and the wall, crushing me as he pushed into me with every ounce of strength he possessed. I was crying as I felt a sudden stillness, a nothingness, total emptiness, and then it hit me, a nuclear explosion of sensation as his cock lurched inside me and sprayed a molten jet of his cum right up inside my womb. I was so deeply sensitized now, felt it lashing against the inner lining. "Breed me, Johnny," I whispered softly into his ear as he hosed his seed into me, unobstructed. I felt each explosion from his searing cock as he pissed his seed into me. "Do you like coming inside me? Breeding me while my husband is upstairs?" He didn't answer me, but I could tell a lot by the way he ferociously rammed me into the wall with his barbaric rocking thrusts, grunting demonically as he pounded the breath from my body. The force of his thrusts knocked shrill cries of euphoria out from between my lips. "Whore," he gasped shakily. My dirty, breathy whispers prolonged his orgasm. Each squirt from his cock sent frantic, tingling ripples rushing through every part of me. Every square inch of my flesh felt orgasmic pins and needles as my entire body climaxed. "I know you like it, Johnny. I love you so much," I gasped, shaking and breathless, close to passing out. And he came and came, emptying his laden young balls into my teeming snatch, his cock an erupting hydrant entrenched in me. "Don't stop. Come in me forever, Johnny." Each spurt from his cock intoxicated me further, making my insides glow, his crushing thrusts eventually getting less brutal. "I love you, Greta," he whispered, his delectable twitching cock triggering pulses of pure bliss inside me as he hosed unending into my overwrought body. I am not sure if I fainted, and I have no idea how long we stayed like that, me pinned between him and the wall, legs wrapped around my beautiful lover. I wanted to stay impaled on his shaft evermore. All I remember is that it took forever for both of us to catch our breath. And still, I felt infinite pleasure deep inside me as our innards moved against one another. My cervical head slowly, agonizingly, slipping off the tip of his cock, then sealing to keep every drop of his precious fluid locked safely inside me. The eye of his cock remained in contact, kissing the entrance to my cervix. "I'm a part of you now," he murmured. We both knew what had taken place. We felt it, the conception, in our bones. Stay in me forever, Johnny, I answered, never wanting this heaven to end, but knowing it must. How could I go upstairs after this and climb into bed with another man, a man I no longer loved? We both looked deep into one another's eyes. Tears welled up. We cried, drowning in emotion and uncertainty, as we read each other's thoughts, simultaneously connected on every level, words no longer useful. We kissed and held each other, neither wanting to part this wonderful unity. As our tongues danced and darted, so too his virile young cock stiffened to full rigidity inside me, and my clit throbbed with insatiable lust. He didn't need to thrust anymore. The tiniest motions caused the most severe pleasures. Magic dripped from his cock. It was a sickness, a drug I simply could never get enough of. As time passed, it seemed like he could come using only the force of his will, and he did, over and over, repeating the act that had impregnated me. We continued making long, slow, luxurious love, deep into the night, Johnny making well and truly sure he seated me while Michael slept upstairs, driving his cock and hosing his semen home again and again. Dawn had broken when we finally parted and said goodbye. Never had I felt so complete and yet so heartbroken in a single moment.